They're the first higher education institution in Colorado to mandate the vaccine and join only a few other colleges and universities throughout the nation in making this decision now. Protecting students from the virus while still having some sort of normal college experience is top priority for Tom Stridicus, president of Fort Lewis College.
We felt that this was the best way to keep our community safe. We felt that this was the best way to keep our faculty and staff doing their best work. And when I talked to our student government leaders around this decision, you know, they said, what breaks my heart is that a first-year student coming to Fort Lewis College may not have the experience that I had as a first-year student 3 or 4 years ago. And so we get that people might be uncomfortable with this. We get that there might be some concern. But what we showed in our mitigation process was that we were willing to make sacrifices for the greater good. And I think this is a perfect time to do it for our students and for our community.
This isn't the first vaccine that the college requires. FLC has a measles, mumps, rubella, or MMR vaccine policy. And similar to that, Stridicus says that some students may be exempt from the COVID-19 vaccine mandate.
People can file religious, medical, or other ADA exemptions. This COVID vaccine policy will, of course, have those exemptions in it. And, you know, people's reaction to the vaccine, I think, is different today here in April than maybe it was in November.
COVID-19 has disproportionately affected Native American and Alaskan Indian communities throughout the country. Stridicus says part of the college's decision to mandate the vaccine is to help protect the student body, which over 40% of them are Native American.
We also had incredible leadership from Southern Ute and Ute Mountain Ute in our region in terms of their help in vaccinating students who were eligible through Indian Health Services, not only Southern Ute students, but they made their vaccine available to other Native American students from other tribes across the nation, as well as our faculty who work with those students. So the idea of the vaccine and the availability of the vaccine has been socialized in our community, maybe a bit more than others. And I think that helped us, their leadership helped us come to this decision here today as we made the call to make this move.
While still so much is being learned with this novel virus between the variants and the efficacy of vaccines and how many vaccines are available, Stridicus says he's committed to remaining flexible as information on COVID-19 is ever-changing.
Well, I don't know that, you know, being first is always a good thing. So we want to go into this decision knowing that you know, we're going to learn some things, we may make some mistakes, and so, but we know how quickly all of this can change, and so, you know, if something changes with the variant, or if the vaccine proves ineffective, like, we're going to continue to stay on top of this and make adjustments as needed, as we have done throughout the last 12 months.
Reporting for KSUT News, I'm Sarah Flower.